With us today is Mike Kake, who is described as a super identity in and around Whangarei. Mike, would that be a reasonable description?
You know, well, I think you've been very, very gracious.
A super identity.
Very gracious indeed.
Mike used to run Ngati Hine FM, and he's had a long association with health, but never been mayor.
Yeah. Good to hear. Good to hear from you, Dale. But you've been very gracious.
You've been very gracious.
You must be maturing in your long-term, you know, your long-term existence in EV radio. You're maturing with it, mate.
Well, I hope so. I hope you both are. Hey, Mike, tell us about A Company, please, because we, you know, at times people get confused, and our listeners are dotted all around the country this time around. Just give us an overview of A Company and how many members it had and what we're looking for this weekend. Horokātaki, show and tell for A Company, known as the Gum Diggers. What's the background, please?
Yeah. Well, A Company, of course, is the northern area of the battalion. It took, all of Ōtaraki or Te Taitokoro, as they call it, and a lot of the soldiers came from the Hokianga and in the rural areas. And when you go to the marais around Te Taitokoro and you see the photos on the walls, Dale, of those that served, and it hits home to you what we gave, and that's not only in Te Taitokoro, in A Company, the Gum Diggers, but that's throughout the country. You know, in the small areas in those rural districts, we lost a generation of men. And it hits home for you when you get involved in it. I mean, we were fortunate as a whānau. I had my father, his brother, and my uncles, four of them, went with A Company. We only lost one out of our valley from home, but it wasn't one of ours. It was a family, a Palata family very close to us, who lost his life in Faenza. So we were blessed. But, you know, you just see Anzac Day and you see the Maumahara, you see the walls, and you see the photos of those young men that went and committed themselves. So, the A Company, the battalion, are holding this show and tell. And what we're doing here is gathering information for the book on A Company, which, other companies have done their book. C Company have done theirs. From down there, and of course, the Ngāti Porou and Tainui, Te Arawa have done theirs as well. So we're working away at our one, on our one for A Company. And we will have there on Saturday Dr. Tuhi Robust and Virginia Warriner, Dr. Virginia Warriner, who are the researchers. And we want the whānau. We want the whānau stories. We want them to bring their photos, their antiques, their memorabilia that they have, or stories that they have. And we know that there's still stories underneath beds or in locked away in wardrobes. Some wonderful photos have come to surface already that haven't been seen before. And that's why we're having these hui and holding them during the weekend, having them there on Saturday to bring the whānau in and get a whānau perspective story into our book on A Company.
I think it's a really great kaupapa that you're working on, Mike. It's coming up this weekend, you guys. So if you're listening through our northern connections today, and even if you're further afield than that, but you have some memorabilia from the A Company times, I just remind you to be there. It's bound to be something quite special, just meeting other families. And you're right, mate. I remember going to Kohu accidentally, and it was on the 11th of the 11th at 11 a.m. And I couldn't help but be moved by the archway. And I've looked up, and the number of young men lost from that small settlement was staggering. So, you know, generations lost and contributed to what we enjoy today. So pretty special. It's a show and tell kaupapa at the Pihawiri Marae. And how far away do you think the book might be, Mike?
Well, we're just still gathering the research. We're getting everything that we can. And, I think it could be 2-3 years away, but perhaps quicker than that, I would like to think, because we're, as usual, Ngāpuhi a bit last off rank. But I think it's better to just get the detail done and get as much information as we can, because it is important that we have the whānau stories, and there are stories out there that haven't been unfurled, they haven't been told, and so this is where we need to concentrate on this, and especially talking to Radio Waiatea, because as you know, Dale, we've got more ngāpui down there than we have up here. So, we've got a huge family in Tamaki Makaurau in Auckland. So it's a message to them too. So I appreciate this time on you, because we need to move on with it and get those people home and get their stories.
Nice catching up with you again, Mike. Thanks so much. Mike Kakia with us. And that's Show and Tell 28 Māori Battalion A Company Focus again at the Pihauri Marae coming up 19th of June. That's this coming Saturday at 10 o'clock. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Kia ora. Matua.